Welcome to another episode of the Rev VR Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Kyle. Now, I am here with a group of people who some of you, if you're older fans, will remember a few of these voices or names. For some of you, these will be new characters that are going to be talking here on the podcast. So without further ado, let's introduce at least 50% of the original Rift kids. And then we're going to introduce, we've lost one. We didn't actually lose her. She just isn't participating. We did lose her that one time at the mall, but I mean, we found her, so not a big deal. Okay, so let's introduce everybody. We'll go around the room here. You're first. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Courtney.
Courtney. And Courtney, you are one of the original Rift kids.
Yeah.
All right. You... I've actually probably the most prolific of all of them because you've been involved in like old Sunday streams that I used to do. We've played several games together. Mm-hmm. So you're in it on the VR scene. You know what's up, right?
Yeah.
You know what's up. All right. So next down the line is now. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Annie.
All right, Annie. Now you have also done some things with the Rift Kids. You've been involved in the videos. But you also were involved in a video for a Kickstarter for a game. Do you remember what that was called?
No.
It was called New Ren.
The robots.
The robots, girls. Yeah, the robot girls and they were dancing. Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, and now we've got introducing the youngest in her debut with the VR podcasting. Tell everybody your name.
Cassie.
And how old are you, Cassie? You're six. Okay, now, what are we talking about here?
Games.
What kind of games?
VR games.
Now, what, Cass, you're 6 years old, and you've been playing with a new toy. Daddy brought home a new toy. What did he bring home?
VR,
but VR specifically for what product? Annie, you want to help?
PlayStation.
So... Courtney, let's now you're the oldest on the table here. Well, other than me, you're 17,
16.
You'll be 17 next year.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been around the VR stuff from the beginning.
Yeah.
So you remember the old school stuff, the Rift Coaster.
Oh, yeah.
We did a video with the Rift Coaster. We did a video with, what was the Ocean Rift?
Yeah.
One where you guys all got freaked out by the shark.
I wasn't
you getting scared.
No.
we like to joke about that and watch that the scary shark video. We're not a console family. So have we had consoles in the past?
Not really. We had the Wii and that's it.
So the Wii doesn't count as a...
I mean, I guess it kind of counts. But, like, it's kind of like one of, like, the big ones that, like, everybody talks about, you know?
Oh, okay. So we never had an Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox 360.
Yeah.
The only, like, Wii everybody talks about is the Wii U.
The Wii U.
That was all. They wouldn't talk about the regular Wii.
Well, that's because the Wii U is the newer one.
Yeah.
But we've not ever been a PlayStation family.
No.
What about Atari? Do you even know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Now, we did purchase, when you two were... non-existent, but when you and you were younger, Courtney, do you remember the 8-bit Nintendo that we bought at the yard sale? Yeah. Favorite games on the 8-bit Nintendo?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, your Mario Brothers purse?
I mean,
Mario
I like
3?
Mario, like the one with the raccoon tail one.
Okay, Mario 3. Okay. Yeah. you know, we've got, you guys are... fortunate to be what we call well actually Cassie, you are probably the only one that's here at the table that falls into this category. A VR native. You will not remember a world without VR. And so I'm going to come back to you, Courtney. Do you remember a world? How old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I was in fifth grade, so I don't know how old
I was. Do you... You feel pretty attached to your phone. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you guys are like constantly twiddling with those damn phones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember a world without cell phones?
It was horrible.
Okay.
Your world without.
Now, you definitely don't remember a world without internet. I mean, that's just non-existent. You know, I mean, you were well after the internet was established.
Yeah.
But, you know, Annie, do you know that there was once a world where there was no cell phones and there was no internet?
That's terrible.
That's terrible. So the purpose of this podcast is that we're going to talk about the PlayStation VR. Now, let me tell everybody a story here. So I came home one day, I believe it was a Friday, and it was shortly after the release of the PlayStation VR. And I had gone and made the decision that I'm going to purchase the PlayStation Pro, the PlayStation 4 Pro, because certain fans of the podcast encouraged me to do so, and so I did flip the extra money for the Pro, the PS4 Pro. And since I couldn't get my hands on the bundle anywhere, I had to buy the individual PlayStation VR headset, the Move controllers, and the camera, along with the VR Worlds PlayStation disc. So I basically made my own combo. Now, to make things a little cheaper, though, somebody had posted on a Reddit post about, I believe it was like 10% off if you did it all through Target, and it worked out really well. It saved me like $100. It was great. Bring the whole thing home. And Annie, you and Cassie were the only ones that were home.
Yeah.
I brought it home, and I set it up, and what happened?
Was just not working.
Right. So it broke, but what part of it was breaking?
The
Cassie, do you remember what happened?
Yeah. The screen kept going black.
Yeah. Well, what was it supposed to do? It was supposed to show it was on TV, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't. It was showing black.
Black.
Well, what
black,
did we find black. Out?
Well, like, not all of the headsets were, like, working right, and so we had to go get a new one.
Right. So we had to return the PlayStation VR headset, the extension cord. So here's how it works. There's the PS4. Then you've got the box for the PSVR. Then that box goes to an extension cord that then goes to the headset cord. That extension cord between the box and the headset was broken. It was just not staying connected. And so bound it all up. Had to take it to a different Target because each Target only had like one in stock. Finally got it up and running. Next day, everything was fine. Okay. So, then I stopped playing with it. I stopped playing with it because I wanted you guys to have the opportunity. You know, we've got... What other headsets do we have in the house?
A lot.
Vive? We've got the Vive. Yeah, what else do we have, Annie?
Like the Google Cardboard.
We've got so many Google Cardboards. I have a throne of them.
We have
chair,
more of those phones.
We have more. Yeah, right. Yeah. We do.
That's
yeah.
Impossible. I don't know which ones are which, but we have like a white one, and then we have a black one.
So we've got the Gear VR, and then we've got the Oculus Rift. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We have several plain ones.
I don't know what they're all are.
Oh, well, we've got some other, like, some, like, cardboard knockoffs and things like that. You guys have all experienced all of those things, okay? I mean, even from the very beginning, the original DK1, DK2, you guys have all tried it all. I did not want to get in the way of letting you guys exploring your own with the PlayStation 4 and the PSVR. So I bought you the discs, and I gave you the controllers, and I said, how about you? And other than me playing London Heist... Which
you're really good at. I'm really bad at it.
I'm really good at London Heist. I am. That is just, you know, the coolest game ever in my opinion. We'll come back to London Heist, though, okay? So let's go around the room. Courtney.
Yeah.
I've come home from work several days, and your head is the one that's in the PlayStation VR. What are you playing?
I like the soccer game, the Headmaster game.
Okay. Now that one's on the demo disc that comes with the PSVR. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've got, just so you guys know, we're sitting around the dining room table, and we're looking at all of the hardware and software so we can remember, you know, what all we played. So in front of us is the PlayStation VR demo disc, the VR Worlds disc, and then the actual hardware itself. So, Headmaster,
mm-hmm.
you're headballing.
Yeah.
Soccer balls.
Yeah.
Okay, now we all play soccer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're all big soccer fans and big soccer stars.
Yeah.
Okay, we like soccer. So headballing in VR, how does that feel?
I like it because I can actually do a headball and it doesn't hurt. And I'm actually, like, decent at it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? You can't just be sitting there banging your head all day long.
Oh, no.
In the head. What other games are you playing?
I like the Job Simulator game.
Okay.
That is so fun.
Okay. Let's come back to Job Simulator. We're going to talk about Job Simulator just in general. But what other games are you playing? Annie, do you want to jump in here? What games are you playing?
I don't know what it's called. It's that the one with the tanks.
Oh, Battlezone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Battlezone's a demo only. We don't have the full version of the game yet.
I played it. It's fun. I'm just really bad at it, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't really know what any of these are called.
Okay.
There's one with that red robot, and it's like, there's like not helicopters, like airplanes and stuff. Those weird people.
Okay, I think that's one of the actual demos, like the VR World or the. So there's a couple demos that it comes with the little robots, and those are actually a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean those are just right out of the box, just fun to play.
Yeah,
and they're multiplayer.
Yeah,
I mean that's pretty crazy. You're playing on the headset, so there's one person on the headset, but then you can also have multiple people. With the controllers. Like, I had to go out and buy you guys another controller.
Because there were so many games where it's, like, requires another controller because you just can't play with one other person.
The person in the headset has an unfair advantage sometimes.
You think the person in the headset has the unfair advantage?
Yeah, there's
this one game, and it's, like, this giant sea serpent. And if there's one person, like, one little mouse, and then there's the big sea serpent, it's, like, you're getting stuff thrown at you, but it's easier to move out of the way. If it's only one person, but if there's two people, you've got, like, more stuff coming at you, and it's, like...
They have a better chance of winning.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Cassie, what do you like to play? Job Simulator.
There's this other game, like, so, it's a two-player game. So, there's this one big person, and then there's this little guy who's in, like, this little kind of, like, flying... thing and like it goes and flies and can never die.
So that that's
PlayStation, like the Playroom VR.
Right, that's in the Playroom. Playroom VR. Playroom VR's got several things that the younger kids really get a kick out of. And what I find amusing is unlike any of the other headsets and options out there, you're playing on the TV against the person in the headset.
Mm-hmm.
Or collaborating with them.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's to me, that's kind of interesting. Let's talk specifically about, okay, Annie, you brought up Job Simulator. The folks at Alchemy Labs were nice enough to give us a full-blown license for PlayStation 4 Job Simulator.
Uh-huh.
And so thanks, props to those guys and girls, amazing people. What do you guys think about that? Because you started off playing that as part of the demo.
Yeah.
And just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me, all three of you. Talk to me about Job Simulator. Just rant.
Well, I like it a lot. I think it's like, even though you can tell it's a cartoon when you're in the game, it seems really real to me. Like, I tried to put my cell phone on the desk, and then I realized that I couldn't because it wasn't actually there. And I just like the game a lot. It's really fun.
Annie, what do you got? Talk to us about Job Simulator.
I agree with Courtney. Like, it feels like when you're playing it, like, you want to put something down. So when I was playing once, I tried to put one of the controllers down, and I dropped it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really fun.
Cassie, what part of Job Simulator do you like the most?
I like how you, like, pick the things up, and you can, like, throw it and, like, drink it and stuff and eat it. It's so cool.
Did you make copies of anything? Did you make copies of stuff in Job Simulator?
No.
No.
She only played certain ones.
I made some copies.
Courtney?
Yeah. I didn't even play the first one yet.
She only played some of them because she was too small. So she was like underneath the floor.
Oh, okay.
We figured out how to adjust her.
All right, now hold on. So let's explain what's going on. You were too. You're a very little girl, and you're too small, and you were under the desk.
She was like underneath the bottom of the floor, and you could see nothing. But it. She was.
So how did you figure out, Courtney? How did you figure out how to adjust it?
And when you're going to put which game you choose to play, you can click recalibrate, and you can move the floor up or down according to how tall you really are.
You have to set it up. You have to pull your arms
and
out and click the back button.
And I make the playground simulator, which is so
And then in the corner, it'll
so
say, adjust height, and it would say click the X, and then you would do that, and then it has, the options to make it higher or lower. And
okay.
I tried it, and it was really, 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 tall, so I had to fix it.
Okay. Did you get in the cage with the sharks?
Yeah.
You did?
I didn't get the fish in because something creepy was happening, and I saw the shark. It looked really creepy.
Now, Cassie, your head is very small because you're little. Does the headset fit on your head good?
Yeah.
Does it? And do you feel, this is going to be hard for a six-year-old to understand this, but when you put the headset on, do you feel like you're just watching TV, or do you feel like you actually go somewhere else?
I feel like I actually go somewhere else.
How weird is that? It's like you're going to an aquarium, or you're going to a store, but you're still at home. Just because you put a hat on. Is that weird for you? Do you think that's weird?
Yeah.
Now, do you like it?
Yeah.
What if you could go to school that way? What if you could stay here but just put a headset on and go to school? Would you do it?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Would you do that though? Really? Would you? Yeah. But what about all your friends? Would they be at home at their houses?
No, they would just be at school.
Well, no. You're all gonna stay at home, and instead of going to school, you're gonna stay home. You're gonna put the headset on and go to school that way.
The teacher.
And then I don't have to write.
You don't have to write.
You have to write with your head. How would that work? Unless you have controllers.
Well, you'd have controllers too.
Like a pen controller.
Yeah, and then your teacher too.
How do I drink? Because I can't actually drink my bottle.
Okay.
Here.
So you're not going to be able to drink your water out of the bottle? I mean, what's...
You can just drink it while you're in the headset, Cassie.
I don't know, but where am I going to put it out?
You pick up the fake one.
I don't know where it is, so I can't pick it up.
So you can't see it. So you'd have to be able to see the real world.
They make something though where you can put the headset on and
I know.
Don't they?
Yeah, remember I brought home a HoloLens from work.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. And then
you guys got to play with that too.
That was fun.
You kids are very fortunate. Courtney, you carry something with you that goes in your phone.
Yeah.
The Homido little flip up little lenses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you show that? Are you evangelizing to your friends?
Yeah. Sometimes. Well, one time in math class, I took it out and I showed it to the person sitting next to me, and it was just like an ocean one on YouTube, and it wouldn't even didn't really move around at all, and they were freaking out just by looking at a tiny screen of it, and they thought it was so cool, and they wouldn't give it back for 5 minutes.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge. Give me back my toys.
Exactly.
Cassie, did you play... what other games did you play on the PlayStation 4? On the PSVR?
That game Andy was talking about with the little mouse and the big, snake.
So you spent most of your time in the VR playroom. Yeah. Did you... Do you find yourself what kind of games do you want to play? You've played other video games and you've got a tablet. So what kind of games do you think would make sense to play in VR?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. So I bring home. So just this is a funny story. Okay, so when we had the Wii, that was a very common practice for four people all at one time playing Mario Kart. Courtney was master of Rainbow Road.
Oh, yeah. No, Maple
Tree
Way. I was master of Rainbow
Road. Okay. So we all were really, we had a lot of fun playing that as a multiplayer experience. I bring home the PlayStation 4, And the first thing that one of you says is, can we get Mario Kart on this?
They have, like, this, the, you know, they had Paper Mario on the Wii. They have that now, but it's, like, different. And it's, like,
Paper Mario
or something.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Mario.
But there's not Mario. Mario's a Nintendo.
But they have it.
But they don't have Nintendo.
I know.
Okay, it's well, why is it disappointing?
Because Mario is awesome.
They should collaborate and make like PlayStation Mario.
It's like PlayStation Wii or something like.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The Nintendo PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know that almost happened a long time
that
ago,
happened a million long time years ago.
Courtney was born, and that's what changed the future.
No. All right, so what other games? London Heist. Did you try London Heist, Courtney?
I did.
Oh, Annie,
I didn't
did?
Try it.
Okay, Annie, you tried it.
I was really bad at it. I played it, and it's like because you had already played it, so everything was already like unlocked. It started at the end, and so you know when you took the gun to like shoot that guy.
Well, yeah.
I missed, and he took a knife out and stabbed me, so I died.
Oh, okay. Well.
I tried to shoot him again. Okay. Like I thought there was more than one bullet in there, so I tried to like,
one
shoot.
Shot. One shot.
Yeah.
That's it. You get one
and
shot.
I did.
So you guys are talking about FIFA. Now FIFA is a soccer game.
I love it.
But it's not.
It's not like
VR.
It's not VR. But didn't you try playing it?
I did. Like it shows up on the screen, but it's not like you can look all the way around you. It's just like.
So the PlayStation 4 console. So you can technically.
You can play with it on any
game. You can play any game you want, but yeah. You just can't like look around and see 360.
Yeah. No.
You can only see it's like a TV floating out in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that enjoyable?
I think it is still.
No.
Mixed reactions
for
here.
FIFA, I don't know if it would be very good. And then there's that racing game, and it was not good.
I think it just depends on what game you're playing because if you want to be like so you can see better. And more freely, it would be better if you just take it off.
Yeah, that's
okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that there's going to be different use cases for it. Now, I know another game that you guys were playing quite a bit was Windlands.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, another.
I was playing it recently, and I just like, there's this certain part where you have to like collect these like blue diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And then you can unlock these like other worlds that you can go into, and I just went into a new world.
You're obsessed with that game.
Yeah.
You are. Like you've been playing now let's
wait,
talk a little bit.
Other game. Like it's really fun. So the headset is literally the shield. You don't have to hold anything in your hand.
Oh, we'll get to that game. We'll get to that. I know you're excited to play to talk about that game. We'll get to that. Let's talk about Windlands, okay? Windlands, SciTech Games. Windlands is one of those Wii games that's available on multiple platforms, Rift, Vive, and now PlayStation 4. Again, we were blessed with being given a code to be able to get the full unlock game. Annie, you, of all the kids, are obsessed with that game.
Yeah.
Now, we'll come back to you, but Courtney, did you play Windlands?
I did, yeah.
I did, too.
Not a huge fan, are you?
No, it's too difficult for me.
I love it.
It's too hard.
Yeah, I love it. Since I've played
too much thinking, like, involved in, like, what buttons to push. Like, when I can't see the controller in front of me, I forget which button's which.
Yeah, there's this little track through I can see.
And so I'm releasing the grappling hooks and then falling to my death.
Cassie, what do you think about Windlands?
I like it so much. It's so fun.
She played it recently, and I was trying to help her, but she was messing
up. I love it.
So it took you a minute to figure out the mechanics.
Yeah, but I played it longer, so I got used to it, and I know to keep my like pointer fingers on the back, and then like just use my thumb for the rest of it. So
yeah,
it's pretty simple.
Do you think? Because one of the challenges. About VR titles. One of the challenges about VR things is that is the replay value. So games that you want to go back and play over and over and over again. You guys wanted Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Because that's a game we played over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Does Windlands have replay value? Where you want to go back and replay it over and over and over and over again. Okay. Headmaster.
Yeah.
For some reason. No. It's so silly.
Yeah. Like, even though it's the same each time you play it, it's...
No.
Well, I've only played the demo.
I don't like
right?
it. But even though it's, like, the same thing each time, it's because you can do different things to, like, make the balls go and, like, different
really
parts
like
of the goal.
I don't really like it that much.
And you can use different strategies to, like, try to do other things and get different points and stuff. And each time I feel like it's different, even though it's kind of the same.
To me, I feel like it's the same because you're either really good at it or you're really bad at it. So,
I guess you're really
you
bad
get them
at it.
In. No, I'm just saying, like, you either get them in every time or you, like, don't get them in. So, like, it's just, like, the same.
So you disagree about both Woodlands and Headmaster.
Yeah.
You each have one that you've picked.
Yeah.
And those are two very, totally different game mechanics.
Yeah.
So that's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Did any of you play Wayward Sky?
Wayward Sky. Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you? I thought I saw you playing that. Any good?
Eh.
What? Give me feedback about it. Like, legitimate feedback.
Like, I like when I'm just, like, a person or, like I'm in a car or something. Like, I don't like when there's, like, just, like, a little person that I'm moving around.
Oh, so that's because, that's called third person.
Yeah, I don't like
that. So you're a third, but that's like Mario.
Well, that's different because you can change it. So if I think you can. Like, you can change it so you're in, like, when you're playing Mario Kart. I don't know.
You like the idea of being able to first person
yeah.
as opposed to third. Okay, that's legit. So the rigs. Did any of you guys play rigs?
I don't know.
So it's kind of like Capture the Flag inside of like mechs.
I was going to play that, but
I played that one night when you guys weren't around. And again, just part of the demo disc that comes with it. Pretty legit. I mean, it was a pretty good game. I don't know how much it was overall, like the total cost of the game, and I don't know if there's multiplayer, but it seemed pretty good. You know, looked legit.
There were certain games on the demo disc that like you couldn't try out, you could only buy. So I was pretty mad about that.
Well, I mean, it's a demo, right?
I know, but still, if it's a demo, you should be able to try them so you know which one to buy if you want to buy one.
Well, and that's the thing is you get trailers, you know, movies that you get to watch, and then you get to...
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Rush of Blood.
No, I'm never playing that.
Okay, so I played it. Everybody watched me play it. And I put it on, like... Hardcore,
it was like the hardest level.
Like, infect my dreams for the rest of my lives.
I stopped.
It's like a roller coaster. It's like an amusement park, roller coaster, haunted house, slash, like
shooting
range, slash, like PETA public service announcement. It was like, it was terrible. Yeah. It was horrible. And there was like pig's blood and things jumping out at me and evil clowns and guns were out of bullets and
even if clowns are very happy, they're very scary.
Do you want to play that, Cassie?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get in on a roller coaster and
Cassie,
go,
you would not
go
make
through a
it.
Bunch of screaming
I mean,
pigs.
I screamed.
But, yeah,
like, there was a lot of jump scares. Like those kind of things don't. Yeah, no, people will jump out at you and it'll be like right in front of your face. Pretty killer. Drive Club, did you guys try the driving games?
I think I did.
Yeah, nothing special though.
It's just a driving game.
But you're girls, right? Yeah. So girls don't do driving games?
I like driving games.
Where's the Barbie games? Do you guys need a Barbie game?
Or I don't like Barbie games.
Dress up mall game. Mm-mm.
Yeah, do you need that?
Oh yeah. Like virtual mall shopping?
Courtney.
I would love that.
Okay, Courtney, you would because you're that stereotypical, let's insta-chat some of our peeps.
Courtney would be like, if that was a game and she was playing it, and she would be going to the mall, and then she'd buy an outfit, and then say that it doesn't match, and then return it, and then go buy something else.
Thanks!
And then accessorize.
Yeah.
So,
and then, yeah.
But I mean, what kind of games do you want, Annie?
I don't know. I mean, I like a lot of the games that I've played. They're all different.
I feel like you would like a soccer game that you could actually do
like
in the VR.
Master. Yeah, like if
like,
I
like
would
sports, actually run around and play.
Like you can go around the house and stuff.
Yeah, Cassie, what kind of games do you want to play in VR?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so you were going to talk about a game earlier, and I stopped you because I wanted to let. All right, so we're going to talk about. Zero Transform, Justin Moravetz and the gang have created Proton Pulse.
Yes.
Now, Proton Pulse is available. Basically, it's the VR game on every platform.
It's great.
All right, another title where developers were gracious enough to provide full access to the game to the Reverend Kyle household.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So, Cassie, tell me how you play Proton Pulse. Explain, you as a six-year-old little girl, explain to me how you play Proton Pulse. Mm-hmm. How do you play?
So okay. So there's this little ball, and it moves around and bounces places. And there's these little, like, kind of like squares and rectangles. And when you hit all of them, then you win the game. You get to go to the next level.
And then how do you move the ball around?
The ball? It just goes by itself and, like, bounces around. You try to let it bounce off the shield and stuff.
So there's a shield attached to your head. So you have to move your head around. Your head is like the paddle.
So like you look down, like you can't turn all the way to the side. It will just go to all the way to the side, and then if you need to go to up and down stuff, you don't have to go up all the way. It will just let you go, and you'll just turn up and down, side and side.
Now you play that game a lot, and you have a lot of fun with that game, don't you? Do you like that game? Yeah.
A little bit. And he paused it for me, and then it unpaused.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't leave a game paused for too long. So Annie, give us your breakdown on Proton Pulse.
It's awesome, but it's another one of those games where I like it, but I'm just really bad at it. I love it.
I'm really good at it.
Are you good at it?
Yeah. The first time I played it, I died, and I don't, like, I think you only have, like, a certain amount of lives, because if the ball goes behind you, then you only have a certain amount of lives. So I was playing it, and I was on my last live, and all of a sudden the game, like said, like, you lost or something. This big, giant head was over this big, like, smoky, like, hole, and it was, like, red, and I don't know what it was, but it looked like lava or something, and you were going towards it.
A big head?
Yeah.
Was
like a tiki head, yeah.
Here, I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna show you a picture, and you're gonna tell me if that's what it is or not.
Okay? I only died a couple times when we were playing it because it was my first time playing it. But then all of a sudden, like, I got used to it and I got really good at it.
Was it one of those?
Yeah, it looked like that.
It looked a little bit different.
Well, it was a little
I know what that is.
So what I'm showing them is the Moai, M-O-A-I, from Easter Island.
I know what those are.
Yeah. So it looks similar to that, but not exactly.
It looked like a regular, like, tiki.
So it doesn't look close enough to this to cause some sort of, like, lawsuit, right?
Like,
a giant
nose.
Does it look like a Valkyrie?
A what?
No, never mind. That's a private joke for the developer only. Okay. Trust me, somebody is listening to this right now, cracking up laughing. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the controllers. Now, you guys have seen the Oculus Touch controllers, and you've seen the Vive controllers, those big monsters.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have here in my hands the PlayStation Move controllers. Now, you guys have played games where you use these.
It's like
Job Simulator.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like those as much, though.
You don't? Okay, so talk to me about these, Annie. What don't you like about them?
Well, the little, like, buttons, like the X and the square and stuff, they're, like, really tiny. So when I go to hit it, I would, like, bump another button, and then things would get all messed up.
But you have little hands.
No.
I have the tiniest hands.
Well, okay, you have... Okay.
It's just 11-year-old
hands. Okay.
I have the tiniest hands.
Yeah, you have tiny hands. Now, what?
I can use my pinky.
Are they, like, are they one-to-one tracking? I mean, when you move your hand, do you feel like the hand is going? Courtney, weigh in here.
Yeah, I think they move pretty good, like, with you.
The only thing with Job Simulator is that sometimes your hand disappears or goes too far or something.
Well, that's just because of you.
I know, but,
sometimes,
like, it gets lighter.
I just draw my hand on the floor.
And then, like, just kind of messes up.
I don't know why. I just forgot and I, like, dropped it.
You dropped a hand?
And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, where's my other hand? And, like, and then I see it on the floor and I go to look, like, to get the thing, and I realized my hand was on the floor.
So, what happens when they, let's talk about battery life a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good or bad?
Yeah, they're
I
really,
think it's good enough.
They hardly ever die. Like,
okay.
Played with
them.
Well,
I like them better than any of the other, like, than the regular one, because it reminds me of the Wii Remote, and I already know how to use that.
So the PlayStation Move controllers remind you of the Wii Remote?
Yeah.
And that's why you like them?
Yeah, because it's just, like, the same shape, kind of, and it's just reminds me of it.
I think the reason why I don't like them is because I hardly ever use them.
Okay.
I use the regular controller more than...
So let me ask you this. If Windlands, which is one of your favorite games, comes out with controller, PlayStation Move.
I'd still play it.
Would you play it with the regular standard DualShock controller, or would you play it with the Move controller?
No matter what,
I would still play it with the regular, but if it only had the hand controller,
if you didn't make those anymore, and like we lost that one too, then she would just like play with those ones.
Just because she loves Windland so much.
I feel like I'd be better with the Move ones because then you'd feel like you have two like the grappling hooks in your hand instead of like the giant controller. That's kind of what messed me up on the game.
So if it was like Spider-Man's like web shield.
Yeah, that would be much nicer.
Okay, well, you know, there's rules about that kind of stuff. All right, so I have a DualShock controller in here, one of two that we've bought. What do you think about the battery life of these guys? Not so much.
It might be just because we use it a lot, but I feel like it doesn't last.
Because we use that one more than we use the other controllers. Yeah.
Sure. All right, so the headset itself. Well, let's talk about the. I'm gonna grab this thing off the table here. So I didn't give you guys a whole lot of direction about how to take off and put on the PlayStation VR headset.
I mean, I watched you.
Except for the bottom little button, the button on the bottom that lets it slide in and out. Courtney, you wear glasses.
Yeah.
I wear glasses. Other people in the house wear glasses. Yeah. Do you have problems with the glasses?
No.
For me, I feel like
everyone wears glasses except me.
But everybody does wear glasses except you. That's right.
For some reason, I feel like with certain games, my glasses are good to wear and then are not good to wear. Like, I don't know why.
We don't ever like to wear glasses, so.
I know.
Yeah, you don't count. what do you think about the nose flaps?
I don't really like them. The shape of your nose and you can go, like, adjust it because sometimes I'm like trying to move it out of the way and bothers me sometimes.
Sometimes it gets like.
Sometimes it annoys me, but it still helps me.
So I'm not a huge fan of the nose flaps.
I don't like care for them.
Really don't like the nose flaps.
The
fact that the whole thing is like totally surrounded in rubber.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel safe.
Maybe like cushion, maybe it'd be nicer.
I feel like it's like a little more airy, less intrusive.
Yeah.
Than the other headsets because it's not like enclosing over top of your
face. I like that. I liked when all the light was cut out. It made it feel more real.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. All right. What about sturdiness? Do you ever feel like, oh, no, I broke it and Daddy's going to be mad?
Yeah.
Do you?
Sometimes I do. Like, sometimes when I'm taking it off, like, I'm afraid to, like, pull on it, like, to put it over my head because it just, sometimes it feels
feel like
little...
you're going to break it?
Yeah.
Cassie, are you afraid you're going to break it?
No.
What would you do if you broke it?
I'll just tell your mom immediately.
Immediately? You promise? Mm-hmm. You're not going to try to hide it? What happens if you break it? Do you think we'll just go out and get another one? No? Yeah? Okay. Let's not do that. Did you guys watch me do the luge?
Yeah, I actually played that.
So let's talk about the VR luge a little bit. So back in the day, 2014, that was like the demo that Sony was showing off with the PlayStation. Back then it was called the Morpheus as opposed to the PSVR. The Luge was a great game because you played it on a beanbag chair.
Yeah.
So
I played on mine.
So Courtney actually has a beanbag chair because she's a cool kid with cool, awesome parents.
Yep.
At least I have a pillow bed.
Yeah, well, you've got a pillow bed. So what? How is the Luge game?
I like it a lot. I think it's really fun. The first time I played it, I sucked at it, and then after I played it a few more times, I got really good at it, and so I enjoyed it a lot. It feels realistic because I'm in the beanbag chair, I feel like.
Sure.
I played it in a regular chair, and it wasn't as fun.
Yeah, there's something about laying back.
Yeah, it makes it feel so much more real.
Yeah. All right, Annie, what, I keep coming back to this, okay, so you guys have played this for, hours.
Yeah.
Hours of replayability. For everybody in the family. I mean, even those people who are not on the podcast right now enjoy this product.
Yeah.
Would you say we're enjoying it as much, more, or less than the Wii when we had the Wii?
More.
Your vote is more?
I'd say less.
Yeah.
Okay, so why is that?
Because the Wii, I feel like you could have more people playing out, like, games that they really wanted to play at one time because, like... if like more of us could play Job Simulator at once, or like the games that we enjoy the most, mm-hmm. it would be better, because on the Wii we could play like Mario Kart together and like Super Smash Brothers, and it's like we could all play it together and it was more fun then. Yeah.
So the multiplayer capability.
Yeah, and I just like the games better on there. I like Nintendo games a lot.
Okay.
I think that like with the PlayStation there are certain games that some people don't like, and with the Wii there were like several games that were just like everyone liked, everyone could play, and they were just like
so again it's a matter of popular games that multiple people can play all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cassie, when you think about games that you've played, I mean, again, you're six, so your experience is very limited. What kind of games are we missing that we need to be able to play in VR? Like, what kind of games should we be able to play in VR?
I don't know.
Candyland? Would you want to play a card game in VR?
Yeah.
Why? Because that seems weird.
Like, Job Simulator. Because it's in VR. If it's a card game on Job Simulator, I'll be like, oh, I have spades. Okay, here you go.
So you're saying you play a card game because you have hands. Do you need more games with hands? I think you, as a six-year-old, like to see your hands. Yeah. So that's okay. So I get that. I understand that. Okay. So this wasn't a Christmas present.
No.
Because it was before Christmas. It was a present for the family. You guys have all played it well more than I have, right?
Yeah.
Those two.
Well, right, yeah. But we all play it as much as we can. You know, you guys are playing it, you know, during your Christmas vacation and all that.
Yeah.
You'll have all the time in the world. You come home from school, you do your homework, hopefully, first.
Yeah.
And then you play this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have homework, so
Have you Snapchatted pictures or no? What's the. Okay. Instagram. Courtney's. Instagram. Okay, so Courtney, because she's an awesome kid, has Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. So social media is a big deal with us influencers and evangelists in the VR space. So, Courtney, if somebody wants to go and follow your Instagram, are they allowed to? Is it public or do they have to be invited?
It's private, but if you like requests, I have to accept it first.
Special. Like so you're not. Do you want to share it with the world to see how many kind of cool followers you can get?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So. Capital C 0 U R T N 3 Y _ 16.
So you have totally leet speaked that. Hardcore.
I hope I get a ton of people following me.
No O's. You got all your O's are switched out with zeros.
Oh yeah.
And your E's are threes.
Yep.
Now, I didn't tell you to do that.
Oh no.
You did that on your own.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So many followers I can get.
That's...
I'll just make it private. Do my private account.
Okay. So people listening to this can come and you
follow me.
What do you post pictures of?
Me, and then just random stuff, food sometimes.
Food, yeah.
Sometimes random VR stuff.
Will you post some random VR stuff? Okay, get some followers. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So is that the only social media? You're not doing the Twitters.
No.
You don't do the Twitters.
I mean, I feel like I should, but I just haven't gotten around.
I do Twitter all the time. Twitter's...
I feel like I want to get a Twitter, but I just haven't had time to make one.
Okay, because you're so popular in every other
Instagram, aspect. With my 72 followers.
72.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
It's so low.
That's amazing. Annie, you don't have any social media because, quite frankly, you don't really, you know, what are you, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really have a need for that. And a six-year-old... You know, you don't have any type of social media yet either. So that's okay, right? You know, you got all the time in the world, but up social media. But you all have full exposure to VR. You've got VR as much VR as you could possibly imagine to play with. Now, when you guys go to school, let's talk about this real quick in school. Courtney.
Yeah.
High school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like totes, amazeballs, and all that stuff. Do the other kids know what VR is?
Sometimes.
No.
We watched a video in history class about VR, and people are like, oh, it's so cool, and I'm like, psh, I got some of that. Yeah.
But I mean, do you see kids, people aren't chilling at the lunch table with their gear VR?
No.
No? Okay. Annie, what about you? the kids, do they know what VR is? Do you talk about VR?
Yes, and yes, people do know what it is. Like, somebody said that they had a Google Cardboard, but I don't know if that's really considered, like...
That's close enough. It's okay, Gateway VR. Yeah.
Gateway.
and, like, I mean, they don't really talk about it, but they know what it is.
Okay. What about you, Cassie? Do kids in your class know what VR is?
No, but I always say when I'm playing soccer with Bodie that, like, I'm playing VR when I get home and stuff.
Well, that's good. So you're going to at least tell people that you have VR. Now, do you guys all want to have your friends come over and try the VR?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They want to, so.
Do they? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's good. All right. So do you think people should come and follow my Twitter?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So come find me on Twitter at Reverend KJR. Facebook, Reverend KJR. Also, check out RevVRStudios.com. You can read all my cool blogs and the podcast and pictures and other fun things about Reverend Kyle. The Riff Kids, you know, because of legal reasons, aren't really allowed to be called the Riff Kids anymore. But that doesn't mean that we can't be something else cool and
exactly. Do
videos and streams and all of that.
Yeah.
What do we want to say? What do we want to say to the developers that were kind enough to give us free access to their games?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys and girls and wonderful developers who know that it's important to spread the word. You guys know how to go on and do reviews of games on the PlayStation Network?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you guys need to figure it out.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Go on there and give
27 stars out of
27 out of 5 stars. For which games?
Why does it have to be 27?
All the games that we played? Yeah.
Why is it 27?
No, we're just randomly picking.
I know, but like, why 27?
Okay, 24 and a half. All right, so Cassie, Annie, Courtney, you guys want to go back and play VR now?
Yeah, I'm first.
Oh, you're first. Oh, okay. All right, well, before you go, I just want to say there will be a couple more episodes this year. Before we call 2016 done and over with. And so stay tuned for more episodes of the RevVR podcast coming up before the end of the year. And again, check out RevVR Studios for some wonderful blogs and stuff. You want to say bye, Cassie?
Bye.
Annie?
Bye.
Courtney?
Bye.
All right. Everyone, thank you very much for listening.
This podcast is a production of RevVR Studios. Music provided by Jesse Spillane. Comments and views expressed on the RevVR podcast are the sole opinions of Reverend Kyle or his guests. For more information, visit RevVRStudios.com.